Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Right at this moment, we're going to play a game called Who's Most Likely To? It's one of our favorite games.
Yeah.
Where we figure out who's most likely to do certain things on these cards in my hand right now.
All right. Should we put a prize in this one?
Yeah, if you have if you have one to give.
Okay. I've got two tickets to the Marilyn Dennis show.
Boom. Let's
okay.
Let's put that out there. Let me just ask the room first. Who's most likely amongst us in this room? Jamar, Marilyn, Caitlin, and Tom. Who's most likely to not understand the concept of personal space? Is it me?
Boy, I don't know.
Is it Marilyn?
You share
it. Is it Caitlin?
Yeah.
Is it Tom? Who doesn't?
You share an office with Tom. Let's talk about that personal space.
Do I know? Am I bad with personal space in the office?
No, but we are literally back to back, aren't we? It's weird.
We're rubbing booties in the office.
But who doesn't understand the concept of personal space in this?
It's like the close talker, maybe?
Yeah.
Who's the close talker amongst us?
I don't know. I think we're all good.
Yeah. I think we're all good. I don't think any one of us has committed a crime.
Okay. Roger used to joke that I had drones around me, so it's definitely not.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's true.
Next one. Who's most likely...
We have Sonia on the line.
Sonia? Oh. Hey, Sonia, join the game. Sonia.
Hi.
We'll let you answer the first question.
Okay.
Who's most likely to not survive in prison? Me, Marilyn, Caitlin, Tom. Who doesn't survive in prison?
I'm going to say Marilyn.
Yes! Yes!
Okay. Why doesn't Marilyn survive in the joint?
She's too pretty.
Way too pretty, way too nice.
No, I will tell you what I like. Sonia, I'll tell you what I do like about the cell, though. It is minimalist design, and I like that a lot. I just don't want to use the toilet when everybody else can hear it. You know what I'm saying? That's just a little too much.
All right.
Okay, Sonia, stay on the line. We're going to have her stay on the line. Yeah. You want Marilyn Dennis tickets, by the way?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. We'll get your information.
Don't I got another one for you, Sonia. Oh, boy. I'm afraid of the answer. Who's most likely to greet you with an insult? Jamar, Marilyn, Caitlin, Tom.
I know that one.
I think I know it.
I'm
going to
say Jamar.
You're going to say Jamar? Have you met Caitlin Green yet?
I'll tell you, Jamar does it unknowingly. Caitlin does it knowingly.
Very, very, very knowingly.
That's the difference.
I would have chosen Caitlin.
Okay.
Have lunch with her one day. You'll leave early. I'm joking. Love you.
Do you have another one?
Yeah, sure.
Sonia, you're doing great.
Yeah, Sonia's steaming through. Who's most likely to call the Who's most likely to call the opposite sex dude? I'll just raise my hand.
Yeah, you've called me dude many times.
Hey, dude. Hey, bro.
I had a week of dudes.
Hey, dude.
Mostly from you. And then my neighbor, who's a beautiful female person, said, I was talking about her walking her dog. She goes, dude, it's cold outside. I went, she just called me dude.
Yeah.
That's Jamar for sure.
All right. Last one.
Down.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Last one. Who's most likely to cry over the stupidest stuff? Who's the crier in the room here?
Okay, hold on. What are my choices?
Your choices are Jamar, Marilyn, Caitlin, or Tom.
Oh, it's Tom.
Yeah.
Yes!
I think we're unanimous.
That is
unanimous vote.
Oh,
Tom,
yeah.
You are the Tom crier. I think so. And not a bad way, but you were very in touch with your sensitivity.
Well, yeah, I think that's true.
You
yeah.
absolutely are. I avoid crying at all costs.
You guys are hurting my feelings.
No, stop talking
about it. No, but
it's a good thing. Don't worry.
You're an emotional guy. I got to tell you that. Sonia, you are good at this. You know your Chum Morning Show. That's awesome.
Yes, I do.
Today is Single Awareness Day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The day after Valentine's Day. And, you know, it's not just people that need a love match. Livestock need love matches, too.
What?
But there's a new app, and it's called Tutter. It's a mashup of Tinder and Udder. And it was created in order for farmers to find matches for their cattle.
Whoa, what kind of cow is that?
That's an auto-tune cow. The creators of the app launched it in time for Valentine's Day. So interested farmers can check out stats like milk yield.
Wow.
These are the things that we just don't know about. Now, hello for everyone that's listening on a farm laughing, going, you don't know anything about milk yield, do you? And yet the milk shows up on your shelves. And protein content and calving potential. That means having a baby.
Oh, wow.
Which Tinder does anyway. That's the potential there. So that, on that note. But, you know, livestock, that's using Tinder, Tutter, as a way to match up livestock instead of, you know, call and say, hey, Harry, you got a good one out there? You know?
Can I hear the Kanye cow again?
Kanye cow.
That sounds like
Cowye.
It's Cowye.
Cowye.
Hey, that's Cowye. We auto-tune the cow.
There you go.
No. Okay.
So Tutter, don't laugh at it Tutter. Because you know there's calving potential.
But yeah. I imagine if you're you know if you work on a farm and you own livestock,
sure.
Trying to get procreation is a concern.
Yeah,
it has to be a big concern.
Yeah, they usually go to these big kind of events, you know,
in fairs.
The fairs, and then that's when they sell calves and cows and livestock and everything. So, like, that kind of is great because you can get that ready for the big fair. We still want to go to the fair.
Do you have any farm experience or no?
A little bit. A little bit. In that I was, like, my aunt and uncle had a farm in Alberta. And I visited that quite often near Drumheller.
This may be a dumb question.
Sure.
But I'll ask it anyway.
Yeah.
You want to get two animals to, you know, procreate. You
yeah.
How? Is there a guarantee they're going to like each other and actually do the deed? Like, how do you get them, you know? You put them together. What if they look at each other and they go, no. Like, yeah, there's no guarantees there, right?
There's no guarantee, but there's hope.
Right. I mean, they're not just humping everything, you know, moving, right? There's got to be some kind of connection, no?
There has to be some connection.
You know, I've never asked the cows that I've hung out with if they need a connection. But
maybe they're
hook
guys,
I just want to respect the cow, you know?
Maybe they're not that selective. They're going, hey. We, you know, like they really pen them in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're looking at each other going, yeah, well, okay. And after a while, like, you know, being in a jail cell,
they're
warming
well,
up to me now.
Do you remember the scene for anyone who watches the TV show The Crown? Do you remember
the scene
with the horses?
Oh, yeah.
So they have a scene. So, you know, the queen was a famous. She was very interested.
She's into equestrian. And
gotcha.
Yeah.
So, and like horse breeding, thoroughbreds.
Yes.
A huge thing.
Right.
So it's literally a group of full adults standing in a circle around two horses that are then forced together and watching them mate.
Whoa.
Doing it.
Cheerio. Very good. You're like, it's the weirdest scene. And I think that actually is a thing that happens.
It is. Yeah. Cows are a different thing. I'd walk away. I'd give them some privacy.
That's what's going on in England, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so much better than us, huh? That's your entertainment.
Tutter, don't forget, it's for livestock.
Okay.
Too. All right.
Great. Guess they're not giving away the milk for free, right? So we were talking about how that new Cardi B and Bruno Mars song is just totally a throwback to the 90s. It sounds like I don't know, like it definitely some Jodeci or something is in there. I loosely hear some R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Sex man. I hear that in there. But ixnay on the R. Kelly's day, right?
Yes.
Sure.
Back it up.
Led to something else that you challenged.
Yeah, I was just saying it reminds me of you know, when I was rocking a flat top back in the day. Which was not. It was a cool haircut at the time. You know, everyone grew. You took an afro, you grew it out, and then you cut it into like a completely flat surface.
How long did that take?
Oh man,
that must have been really like it's like, you know, like a hedge.
Yeah, it's like trimming the hedges.
Like Edward Scissorhands.
Lord, that's exactly what.
Are we talking like Kid and Play level flat top or?
Absolutely, Kid and Play level. let me tell you something. If you had the right flat top, you got super respect because it was like, ooh,
yeah.
Like, yo, did you take a protractor or a ruler? Like, what? How do you make that? Like,
did you ever see the ones that had it was like a staircase?
Of course,
yeah,
staircase.
Yeah.
Or you had the Gumby slide, right to the right. Yeah.
Yep.
But, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that one.
The 90s was great for hair. Yeah. I mean, the girls were doing like big hair, big teased hair, and all
I
that stuff.
I love that taste.
So the challenge was if we got 100 followers, I'd post the picture.
And so what happened?
You tell me, Caitlin.
Well, you should have said 1,000 because we got 100 in like 0.5 seconds.
Oh, you guys are. It's good. All right. Well, I'll find a picture, but it's all up to my mom at this point.
Yeah, he showed me a picture, and I said, that's not what we're looking for, Jamar. Get a hold of your mother.
Okay, she's going to text a picture. We'll post it.
That's great.
It's embarrassing, but for you, anything. Got you with your eTalk Entertainment update brought to you by IKEA. Give late nights a rest. The IKEA bedroom event is on now. Get 15% off all bed frames until February 18th. See your nearest IKEA or IKEA.ca for details. Hey, Chloe, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so yesterday was Valentine's Day. So, of course, we've got all your love stories from all the biggest celebrities. And one that's definitely dominating the headlines right now is Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. Sounds like these two got engaged.
It sounds like it after a 3-year romance, I think, right?
Yeah, and the ring is just beautiful. It's unique. It's not your typical engagement ring, but Katy Perry is also not your typical gal.
It's like a ruby with big diamonds around, like a flower.
Yeah.
Really?
So she posted, they both posted the same photo on their Instagram, and she just captioned hers, full bloom, which is, of course, very cute because his name is Orlando
Bloom.
That's
why the flower and the bloom and everything. Well, she got a nice manicure, I got to tell you that.
Look, if you're going to post an engagement ring photo, you better have a great manicure.
Wow, that's so pretty. Well, she's so pretty. She looks so happy. That's good. I'm happy for them.
Yeah, happy for them. Big congratulations. Now, people are wondering, are Lady Gaga and her fiancé, Christian Carino, still engaged? Or did these two split? And there was a source that spoke to E! News saying, no, these two are no longer together. People are wondering, maybe it's because he didn't go with her to the Grammys. She wasn't seen wearing her ring during the performance.
Yeah.
But then two separate sources are saying, no, that's baloney. They're definitely still together.
Oh, yeah?
So we've got some conflicting sources, but with the Oscars just around the corner,
yeah.
I have a feeling, if these two are still an item, we're going to see them walking the red carpet.
Right.
She's going to be, they're very known for their PDA at previous award shows.
Yeah.
So I think for those two, we'll just have to wait and see, because right now there's some conflicting source information.
Yeah, it helps, too, that she's got that residency in Vegas, so she's not on the road all the time.
Yeah.
So that will help a relationship for sure.
And in more engagement news, congratulations to Johnny Galecki, who we, of course, love from the Big Bang Theory.
I love him.
He's proposed to his much younger girlfriend, half his age, Elena Meyer. So these two are engaged. It sounds like Johnny asked her dad's permission to see if he could propose. So he went the old school route. So big congrats to these two.
He's worth a lot of dough.
Oh, yeah. Like, they have made so much money off
of
that show.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. This is their last year, so maybe he's going to settle down, have a couple of kids, and be a family man. He shows up on the Conners every once in a while, which is great.
He bought himself a ring. So he bought her a ring, and then he bought himself a nice little promise ring. Because why not?
Because he can.
Right?
Chloe, we'll see you tonight on E! Talk at 7 o'clock on CTV. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Up for grabs right now, Jennifer Lopez. She announced her North American It's My Party, the Live Celebration Tour, and she's celebrating a very big milestone birthday. I can't believe that's what 50 looks like. Anyway, she'll be here Sunday, July 7th in Toronto at Scotiabank Arena, and we are playing It's All Relative. Who's on the line?
Hey, it's Vince.
Hey, Vince.
Hey, Vince. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, in April.
In April.
Okay, so Vince, are you playing with Jamar and April? You're on my team? Is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
Vince and April, J-Lo tickets. This is what we're happening. We're doing July 7th at Scotiabank Arena. I'm like shaking because of my mom sending these.
I know.
So bad, but I'll post it.
Okay.
So, all right, Caitlin, you're going to give us the first name of two people who are famous and related.
Mm-hmm.
All Marilyn and I have to do is yell out their last name, but we only have one guess, Marilyn.
Right.
Yeah, I have to accept your first answer.
He's looking at me with a stern look when he does it all the time.
I shout like all four different answers. Okay.
You've turned into like stream of consciousness.
I know.
Nothing else happens.
Okay. One name. That's it.
Okay.
Simple. And we'll keep playing until Marilyn loses her voice.
Oh, all right. Here we go. Something I'm ready to play this. Good luck,
all right,
you guys.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
So first names, you give me the last name.
Sure.
Okay. Maggie and Jake.
Jamal.
Oh, it was Jamar.
Ty.
I think it was just Jamar. I think it was.
That's my Jake.
Linnea's making a face. Intern Linnea, what do you think?
Is that a tie?
I agree with Marilyn. I think that one was a tie.
And Tom, you agree?
Okay. Yeah.
You know what? You're not judging. You're overruled.
I'm overruled.
Tom,
so it's a tie.
And Linnea are going to judge.
On to one.
We need
okay.
an independent arbitrator in here, but that's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Jamie Lynn and Britney.
Spears.
That's a Jamar.
Okay.
I almost lost my head with my headsets pushing back.
Why couldn't I remember that? All right.
That's okay. Right. Good. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Owen and Luke.
Owen and Luke. I see them. Owen and Luke.
Wilson.
Wilson.
Last time.
Oh. Dang, that was a tough one. I see those two cute guys.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, my head hurts.
I know it.
Okay.
3-1 for Jamar.
Vince, I'm pulling for you, man.
That's not because you're a flat top.
Right, come on.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Emily and Zoe.
Oh. Emily and Zoe.
Zoe.
Kravitz.
Deschanel.
No.
Wait, is it?
No! Wow.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it is. Chanel?
I was,
yeah.
How do you know that?
I don't know.
Okay, that's just wrong.
I was just
that's not even in your lane.
It's not my lane at all. That is like way into the shoulder.
I would like to state for the record that Jamar officially answered Deschanel question mark.
Yeah.
You really didn't know.
I didn't know.
He really didn't know. Okay, like I'm hurting. My brain is hurting.
I'm sorry,
okay.
Man.
Hey, no, it's okay. You know your stuff. Go ahead.
4-1 for Jamar.
Okay, sorry, April. I'm doing it.
Venus and Serena.
William.
Oh,
Marilyn got it.
What?
Now this is when the tides can turn. It's 4-2. It's 4-2.
Okay. How did I know Deshaun? I'm thinking of Williams.
I don't know.
All right.
Julia and Eric.
Oh.
Roberts.
Yes!
Oh!
4-3.
This is what happens with this game, everyone.
Okay.
It's 4-3.
Hard. Not bad, not
really,
bad.
Really, really.
All right, all right.
Guys, this is it.
Okay. What's the score?
Well, it's 4-3. If Marilyn gets us, we play one more. If Jamar gets it, he wins.
Okay.
Okay, come on. Let's do it.
John and Joan.
Jet.
What was it?
I know who it is.
John and
Joan. Joan Jet?
I know who it is.
Is that it?
That's it.
Those are the names. John and Joan. We still are waiting for the last name.
John and Joan. Cusack.
Yes!
Oh!
Yes! What do I say?
Cusack.
Joan Jett. I say Joan Jett. April, I'm sorry.
You said Jett.
I think maybe Joan has a brother, John, but his last name is not Jett. April, thank you so much for participating. Vince, you get to go see J-Lo.
Right on. Thanks, Jamar.
Sunday,
July 7th.
Don't thank
7th.
Me, man. That was a complete...
Nice.
Cusack, yeah. I know that. Damn it.
All right.
Sunday, there's July 7th. Okay, Vince, listen up. Sunday, July 7th. Don't take a vacation, okay? Because you need to be in town for J-Lo at Scotiabank Arena. Congratulations, April. I thought I was going to rally for you.
It's okay. Nice. It's all right.
Next okay, time. Thank you so much for listening. All right. Whew. I have not won one game for the last couple
man,
of days.
Man, I need an aspirin.
I'm sweating. Like, I'm sweating from that
game. Cusack. I love John Cusack. I said Joan Jett.
I really thought you were going to tie it up there.
Where was I going with that?
In what lobe of my brain is Zooey Deschanel sitting? Like, I just want to know that. I don't even know why I hear that.
I'm very concerned about that.
Great. Thank you for hanging out with us. This is a great Friday morning here on Chum.
Lots of trending tech news today. Let's start with Google. Their sister company, Sidewalk Labs, their project that's coming to the Toronto waterfront is trending because the Toronto Star is reporting that they are planning a massive expansion to their original plan and they want a share of the property taxes, development fees, and increased value of city land that would normally have gone to the city. And people are very concerned about a big U.S. tech company getting this kind of access to city land and having such aggressive financial incentives.
I don't blame them.
It's a big topic that's happening online this morning. So City Councilor Joe Cressy, who is the local councilor for the area, tweeted that we have not received a proposed business plan from Sidewalk Labs. When we receive one, the City of Toronto will host a rigorous public debate on it. A rigorous public debate is already happening on Twitter. If you click on Sidewalk Labs in one of the trending topics today, you're going to see a lot of people very worried about this, which kind of brings us over to the next trending story, which is Google. So Google is trending today because, Amazon. That was Google. Amazon is trending. It's hard. You know, those two companies seem like...
Yeah, they're like synonymous.
To me, sometimes, yeah. So Amazon is trending after they abruptly dropped their plans for that big new headquarters in New York yesterday, which would have brought 25,000 jobs to the city. But this was dropped after politicians and activists objected to the fact that they were receiving nearly $3 billion in incentives promised to them. And they're saying, this is already one of the world's richest, most powerful companies. Why are we giving them such incentives? So Amazon released a statement saying that they're disappointed to have reached that conclusion because they love New York. And New York's governor and mayor had lobbied really hard to push this plan through. So it's a big loss for them specifically. And so this week at a Pinterest Canada event, because the rumors of this deal collapsing were already happening, someone asked our mayor, John Tory, about it. And he said, well, we'd still be delighted to have Amazon come to Toronto.
Wow.
So it's just interesting to see that, you know, part of the reason why that deal fell through in New York was because people were worried about, you know, increased cost of living for people in the city. New York's already unbelievably expensive. Mm-hmm. You know, cutting a deal with a company that maybe didn't need that big of a deal.
Right.
And now you just see that there is a little mini version of this happening here in Toronto where
yes.
they're saying, you know, Google's already this massive U.S. company. Are we incentivizing them too much? How is this going to impact Torontonians? So it's interesting to see how these big, powerful tech companies do have the ability to come into cities, even cities like New York, and kind of work things around in their favor if they want to.
So where this place where Amazon was going to go in New York, in Long Island City, Queens, it was so residential at one point. So residential. And now it's, you know, one of these gentrified places that you got all these coffee shops and, you know, hipsters and nice concrete buildings. And now Amazon would have been like the tipping point for... Okay, now this place is just no longer affordable.
Right.
It would have really been the tipping point. I think that's what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
It's that long-standing debate over bringing in those important, you know, tech sector jobs and attracting business, but also dealing with the issue of affordable housing. I mean, there's points on both sides.
So where in Toronto do we want this Amazon behemoth?
Well, who knows? Well, we had our proposed plan, right? We were a finalist, so maybe they're thinking that plan that they originally proposed would still stand.
Anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh, wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.